It's WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss. Certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlantis Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta Mercedes-Benz Sandy Springs.
Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters here. WSB Radio. Wes Moss here every Sunday morning to take your calls and your questions. And I want to two main things we're going to cover this hour. One, I want to talk about this Georgia taxpayer beware. I wrote about this for the Atlanta Journal coming out on Tuesday. There's a donut hole, maybe really unintended consequence. Maybe it's a loophole. I don't know what you want to call it, but there's something that you need to pay attention to when it comes to the Georgia side of your return. We've talked about federal. Those taxes are most likely going down, if I'd say 90, 95% of Americans. On the Georgia state side, if you are, I know we have calls from Long Island and Brooklyn right now on hold, we're going to go to, but I know we have a lot of listeners, of course, in Georgia, and that has some tax implications that you probably haven't heard about. I want to bring that up today. And then, of course, the math behind why the tax cut is good for your 401k, particularly in 2018, 2019, and the next couple of years. And I'm going to go to the phones here. A quick reminder, we just launched this website. If you don't have a copy of You Can Retire Sooner Than You Think, You Can Retire Sooner Than You Think, the book that we launched a couple of years ago, because all these tax changes are actually more relevant today than it's ever been. And so we just launched a new website where you can buy it now for less on this website that I'm about to give you than you can on Amazon. I can't control the Amazon prices, and they have total control. I mean, it's like this, you know, of course, you know Amazon, it's a monopoly to everything consumer in our lives. So in an effort to make Clark Howard proud, we launched a separate website, and then we do free shipping, and it's actually less than Amazon. The website is retiresoonerbook.com. So again, very simply, retiresoonerbook.com. And on that website, it's all one word, retiresoonerbook.com. You can get the paperback for less than it is on Amazon. You can get the audio CDs for less than it is on Amazon. And then you can get the combination of the two, Retire Sooner, book.com. I'm just going to pricing right here. And you get the book itself, paperback, under $10, so $9.99. The audio CDs are $12.99. So you just listen to it in your car, in your happy retiree Lexus. And then the paperback and audio together are discounted. It's under $20. And it's free shipping. And if you don't like the book, you can send it back. And it's 30-day money-back guarantee. I didn't come up with that, but he's going to send back a book that's $9. Anyway, retiresoonerbook.com is the website, less expensive than Amazon. Okay, let's get back to the phones here, and we're going to talk about earnings and why this tax cut actually means something for your 401k. We're starting with, I believe, Tony. No, we're not starting with Tony. Where are we starting? What line are we going to? Yeah, wow, that's a lot of lines here. Got it. Here we go. We're going to Jordan. Here we go. Jordan, good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. How can we help?
Hey, what's going on? I just wanted to ask a question. So I have been very diligent in saving. I'm 21, and I've been saving. I have about $150,000 in savings.
And you're only 21 currently?
Yes, sir.
Are you? Oh, wow. You're a master. You're a maestro. That's amazing. Wait, you're 21, and you saved 150 grand already?
Yes, sir. I had I got a really awesome opportunity to work at a really big company, and in Atlanta. And so I basically lived off about a third of my paycheck because that's all I really needed. And so I saved the rest of it. And it's been about 4 years. I've been working since I was about 17 years old, and I've been a computer guy for that long. So
God, you're a genius in so many ways, Jordan. Anyway. So you're 21. You're destined to be a multimillionaire already. But what's your question?
Well, I just wanted to know what I should do with it. I mean, it's in my savings account, and I've been making the interest. I mean, not the interest. Where they give you a percentage of what it is back, and
the match. You're getting a match. Yes. All right. So, okay, let me ask you this, Jordan. Where is this in a retirement plan for this company you work for? Is it after-tax money that you put in a savings account or both? Where is everything?
It's all in my – I have a USAA account. So I just – because I was my father was military and I was military. And so I just had a bunch of
– So none of this, Jordan, is in a 401k plan at all?
No, it's all just like my own personal. There was no 401k plan given to me when I was 17, so I just kind of started my own, I guess.
But you have one available to you now, though, right?
Yeah. I just didn't know if that was the right way to go or if I'm doing the right thing, because I mean, I feel like I'm doing all right just on my own, but I didn't know what that meant.
Got it. Okay. So a couple of things. Number one, because you're still with the same company and you're going to be there. You're still employed by this same company that has a 401k. So at your age, Jordan, you can put $18,500 into your 401k. So that's one. And that's a no-brainer. You want to do that. Literally go in on Monday or Tuesday, let's say, and sign up. All right. You want to go the next day you go back to work, go to HR or probably just go online and make sure you're signed up for the maximum 401k. And for you, that'd be $18,500. No brainer. All right. Then you've got because that lowers your taxes. So for whatever you make, if you make $100,000, $18,500 of it now goes directly into the 401k and you don't even get taxed on that. So it lowers your overall taxable income. That's number one. No brainer. Done. The next thing, the $150,000 that you already have, because it hasn't been invested, you've got to get it invested yesterday. So the problem with where we stand today, and if you're looking at this from a timing perspective, it's frustrating because the market has done so well. And technically, you've missed out on this enormous bull run, but you've only been saving for a couple of years. So the good news is you're going to be adding to this money significantly in the next decade or so. Every year you're going to be plowing a bunch of money in. So the way you've been doing it from a savings perspective, I want you to keep doing that. The only difference here is that you've got to get it invested. So okay. you need to have that money working for you. And because you're so young, the timing doesn't really matter as much. If you were 65 and you've got all this money in cash, you've kind of got to be really careful about wading into the market. You want a balance of stocks and bonds and alternative areas of income so that you don't ever take too big of a hit if and when we go in through the next stock market correction. When you're 21, Jordan, it doesn't matter. You're better off going through a stock market correction. Because when the market does go down by 10 or 20 or 30%, you're still putting money in. And you're obviously a very bright guy. So I'll tell you right now, and hopefully you remember this, for you for the next 30 years, it does not matter how bad the market is. As long as the U.S. economy continues to move forward in your lifetime, you want stock markets to pull back. You want corrections, and you got to get the money invested. Where do you do it? Well, here's a couple of ideas. If you're at USAA, they've got a brokerage division, so you can pretty much buy anything you want at USAA. You want to use low-cost ETFs to access a broad portion of the market. So something like, and I don't know if USAA offers every single thing. I know they have their own mutual funds, but I believe they also have a brokerage arm where you can kind of buy any ETF. Look at the Vanguard suite of ETFs. Vanguard Total Stock Market ETF, Vanguard Dividend Appreciation ETF, symbol on that is VIG, VIG. Look at that as an idea. That'll give you access to a basket of companies that are raising their dividends, raising what they pay out to shareholders every year. That's usually a sign of economic health for these companies because they're able to do that. So it also helps. You've kind of aligned yourself with companies that are in pretty good shape over time. So think of getting this money invested. Now, the only downside to this is that as you get invested today, Jordan, we haven't had a big correction for a very long time. So we're inevitably going to go through one. That's where the rubber meets the road. And you've got to understand that it's okay. It's okay if you put this money, $100,000, $150,000 to work, and it's worth less in the future because markets pull back. That's okay. You are in the phase of continuing to add to that, though. So again, you're not 65, so you don't have to worry about these corrections as much. You're in your 20s, you're just plowing money away as much as you can, as fast as you can, and you continue to what's called dollar cost average month after month after month into a basket of different investments that access the equity side of the markets. You don't need bonds. You need companies on the growth side, and you can access that through a couple of the different examples I just gave you. If you want to keep it really, really, really simple, Jordan, just buy the S&P 500. There's an ETF called SPY. It's or symbol SPY. It's just the S&P 500. There's a lot of other ways to do it. It's super low cost. It's almost free. That's how inexpensive it is. Those are the kind of investments that will let you access this market. And you've been diligent in saving. Now it's your turn. Now it's your turn, or it's the time for you to be diligent about investing. There's a big difference between the two, and you're on the path to be becoming a millionaire without any question, my friend. Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. When we get back, I want to talk about whether this tax cut is fair or not. Doesn't matter. It's happening. It's here to stay. I want to talk about the earnings boost that is giving companies in the S&P 500, what it means for their earnings, and then how that impacts your 401k. You're listening to Money Matters. I'm your host, Wes Moss, here every Sunday morning. Just mentioned retiresoonerbook.com, the website on that. Again, it's less expensive here to get. You can retire sooner than you think, than it is on Amazon. We just launched the site. Again, to visit that site, retiresoonerbook.com. All one word, retiresoonerbook.com. More Money Matters right here at WSB Radio. Straight ahead.
This is Scott Slade, host of Atlanta's Morning News on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. We'll cover breaking news, Kirk Miller's weather, and traffic red alerts throughout the weekend. And the Southeast's largest news team is here for you first thing Monday morning when you head back to work. News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Now back to Wes Moss of the money and investing advice you need.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters here, WSB Radio. I think we have time for a quick call here. Tony joins us. Brooklyn, Tony from Brooklyn. What's going on, Tony? How can I help?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great, man. What's going on?
I'm just trying to figure out how the new tax cut is going to affect my pension that I have.
All right. What are your numbers? What's your gross income?
Okay, my gross income. Would that include the rental income too?
Sure. Oh yeah.
Okay. It would be $98,000.
Got it. And then you live in New York City or just New York? I guess you're Brooklyn.
I'm in New York City.
Brooklyn doesn't count as New York City proper, does it? Oh look, you see, I'm all the way in this. You're calling me in Atlanta, man. I don't know.
Uh huh.
Okay, so it's not New York City. $98,000.
No.
Are you married or are you single?
I'm single.
You're single. And you are under 65. How much do you itemize it usually in any given year in deductions?
Well, I just checked my last year's tax returns. I itemized $19,500.
And what in that count? Well, how much do you pay in property taxes?
I pay around $7,000 to $8,000.
Okay, $8,000, mm-hmm. And mortgage, interest, charity, medical deductions. Let's see here. You're in that camp where, let's see, if you have $8,000 in property taxes and then you have mortgage, interest, charity, medical, all the other deductions are probably another, let's call it for you, another $11,500. Mm-hmm. And you have no dependents.
No.
Yeah, your taxes are pretty flat from what I can tell, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this says this is an estimation from, right. And you can do this yourself too. Go to taxplancalculator.com on this. The tax reform bill, it says that you'd save $227. So it's pretty much flat in what I can tell from a federal perspective, Tony. And you know, part of what I've seen here is I've done a lot of these calculations. If you're single, you're a pretty high income earner. You've got no kids, and not a lot of, and you've got some itemized deductions, and maybe some of those are going to go away in these high tax states where you've got your property taxes. Remember, your state income tax and your property tax, that's the SALT deduction, state and local income taxes. That gets capped now at $10,000. So SALT is capped, and that's, you know, that can really be, that's part of why, as I do this calculator for you, it looks as though you're not going to get a huge tax deduction because you're losing some of that SALT deduction. State and local tax deduction for you, yeah, capped it at $10,000. And that's part of the reason your taxes don't go down a lot. They mostly stay flat. Tony from Brooklyn, thanks for the call, my friend. Again, we are here live this Sunday morning. Coming up, what the tax changes on the corporate side mean for your 401k. Georgia taxpayers, beware. I want to talk about a Georgia tax change coming up. Listen to Money Matters right here, News 95.5, AM 750, WSB.
It's WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss. Certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlanta's Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz, Sandy Springs.
Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters. We're going to go back to the phones here and then talk about what these tax cuts mean, and Georgia taxpayers beware. You've got to stay tuned to Money Matters for the next 20 minutes now, or the next half hour. The other thought is, if you miss Money Matters, you can always go to the podcast. You go to iTunes on your smartphone and just look up Wes Moss Money Matters and then subscribe to it, and you will get all of this. And you can fast forward through episodes. You can play it on slow, fast, you name it. Rich joins us on the phone. Rich from, is this a misprint, or are you from really from Long Island?
Really from Long Island.
And what is the temperature there, my friend, right now?
It's cold. There's snow.
Cold. Okay, why am I asking? I don't know. Hey, it's 26 degrees in what is called Hotlanta, but this is like as cold as I can ever remember, Rich. That's why I wondered if it was like 10 degrees up there.
I just got off a cruise yesterday, and it was like 80 in Fort Lauderdale. Nice.
Nice. I love it. All right, what's going on? How can I help?
Okay, this new tax plan, my wife and I gross about 170, and we just don't know what to do with, like, the reduction in, you know, once the new calculator comes out, should we put that money into a 401k? But then all I hear and I read about, everyone says you have to have tax diversification in retirement. So I am all confused. I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to retire. I don't know if it pays to have a house anymore. Everything is, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty. I'm going to be 50, and we have about 700,000. 600 is in retirement, you know, 401k. 100,000 is in Roth. Am I going to be eating cat food, Wes, when I'm 65?
Let me just hold on. Before I give you an answer, I'm just doing a couple of quick calculations on, you know, so if you guys are at 170 and you're in New York, but not New York City because you're in Long Island, and you guys are under 65, did you already have a bunch of deductions or no? Or
did in 2016, I was at 29,000. Those were my total deductions on my income taxes.
And then how much on property taxes?
My property taxes are about $9,800. My mortgage interest is about $7,500.
All right. So really, you probably had another, on top of the 10 that is property, you had another, call it 19, really. So, you know, see, your taxes are not going to change a lot. So you're in one of those high tax states.
Mm-hmm.
And because you get capped on SALT, the state and local income tax, you guys are going to, you're capped to 10,000. But if you think about it, last year or before the tax change, you got to take your New York state taxes and your property taxes, which are way, if you put all that together, it's way over 10 grand. And right. now that's capped to 10,000. So somebody like you with a fair amount of deductions and in a high tax state, your taxes are kind of staying about flat on the federal side. So I do this tax calculator, and you can do this too, Rich. If you go to taxplancalculator.com, put in your specifics. This shows me that you lose a couple $100. So let's call it up, down, flat. You're relatively flat. And that's, you know, that's what I find in these really high tax states. You happen to be in New York City, which is one of the highest tax states, that in California, New Jersey. So the tax bill doesn't, I don't think it hurts you guys, Rich, but it doesn't really help. It kind of leaves you where you were. So I think that if you're 50, and I go back to some of my main core principles, you know, who are the early retirees? What are the numbers you got to get to? You already mentioned that you have already $700,000 saved. it might not feel like a lot, and nobody ever feels like they have a lot saved, because you look at your neighbor like, well, my neighbor has more, and you think, oh, I've got $500,000, I need a million. I've got a million, I need 2 million. So you don't ever feel rich like you have enough. And I'll just caution in being in the financial planning business, investment planning, as an investor for over 20 years, I'm telling you, I don't know any families that ever feel like they've got enough, right? But I will tell you where the mechanics, where the numbers start to really make sense. Once you get to where you already are, really 500,000 is a benchmark for, I call it kind of a happy retiree checkpoint. You could argue that it needs to be a little higher than that in expensive states. So if you live on the coast of California, I think it should be higher than five. In New York or Long Island, where New York should be a little bit higher than five. But where you are today is already puts you in a position to have a pretty good income for the rest of your life once you get to retirement. And if you think about it this way too, if you've got 700 today, Rich, and are you still saving? I would suspect you're still putting money away, right?
Yeah, we put about, in the 401k, because that's really the only money we save, about $24,000 a year.
So you're doing a full $24,000, and if I do a future value calculation for you, if you have, even at I'm going to do 4% a year, which is nothing, right? It's a really low rate of return. Be conservative. You start with 700. We're going to do 24,000 a year on top of that for the next 12 years, get you to 62, Rich. You're going to be at 1.5 million. So, or 1.48 to be exact. Now you take 4% of that, and you're talking about $60,000 a year from your investment income, and that's only withdrawing 4%. On top of that, you'll have your Social Security. Your wife will have Social Security. Call that another 40,000. Now you guys are at 100 grand a year. And so I'm doing some math here. Imagine that your mortgage is paid for and there's no longer a mortgage. So you ask, hey, is it worth it owning a house anymore? I say the answer is yes, because you can pay it off. Now the mortgage is gone at 62. And you, Rich, and your wife in Long Island, you've got no mortgage and about $100,000 a year in gross income. You're going to pay some taxes on that, but your tax rate will go lower because your overall taxes your overall income is lower. So that puts you in a position, Rich, to really be able to make this thing work. And that's exactly what I would, that's the outline. And there are a lot of variations of this. That's the outcome of a happy retiree. That's an early retiree. Now, you might want to keep working till you're 66 and your social continues to go up, Social Security. But that, what I just laid out for Rich, if you're just tuning in from Long Island, this tax plan probably doesn't impact him all that much because he's in a high tax state. But from a planning perspective, he is on the right track. And I outline this in the book, You Can Retire Sooner Than You Think. That's the formula that we just went through. That's the exact formula I lay out. And you can retire sooner than you think. The website on this, and again, we just launched this. It's less expensive on this website than it is on Amazon for the paperback and the audio, and you can get them together. So the paperback's like under 10 bucks. The audio is under 13 or under 13. Put them together, it's under 20 bucks. The website, retiresoonerbook.com, all one word, retiresoonerbook.com is a way to get it less expensive than Amazon, and the shipping is free. Now, I want to get into some of the numbers behind this tax reform. I'm not going to talk about whether it's fair or not. I'm talking about where we're going. It's already here, and companies are getting a tax cut. And this can get a little murky when you look at the earnings perspective, but the lion's share of what drives your 401k plan has to do with earnings. And that's the most straightforward way to explain this. We're always looking at earnings because it's the foundation of where markets trade. And I'm going to round some of these numbers here, but this is what you need to know about earnings, where we were and where we're headed. 2017, so last year, S&P 500 earned about $130. That's the profit for the group as collectively. In 2018, estimates, and this is without tax reform, were about $145. So that's a rise in earnings, just companies doing what they do. They continue to operate, grow. That has nothing to do with tax reform. Now, 2018, estimates are all of a sudden, everybody's scrambling to raise earnings estimates now that tax reform is law. And quite frankly, analysts are they're finally getting back from vacation. No analyst wanted to bake in tax reform until it was actually law. And then they went on vacation, and then they came back late. All of a sudden, in this last week, you see your earnings estimates getting ratcheted up in a very rapid pace. Everyone's catching up. Tax reform adds a net, in this year, 2018, about $10 to earnings. You could argue it adds $20. It's a big, big number. So we're talking potentially significant numbers here. $20 on 145, where we thought we would be. That's a 15% rise from the rise we would have seen from just natural earnings appreciation. So from 2017, when earnings were 130, now could be 165. That's a 27% rise in earnings, not the stock market, but earnings. On top, that's again, we go all the way up to 165 on top of the $15 rise we would have seen in 2018 just from companies doing what they do and continuing to grow. The extra 20 bucks comes from lower taxes, the 35% going down to 21, the new territorial tax system, along with several other smaller variables. But there's also a cost to corporations, and that's about a $10 cost due to the tax that now everybody has to pay, they're required to pay on their overseas cash. It's called deemed repatriation. Deemed repatriation. Basically, money coming back from overseas. So the tax bill says, look, you S&P 500 companies, you have $2.6 trillion in overseas cash. You gotta pay taxes on that now. It's not a voluntary thing. You gotta do it. But it's a cost to companies. But it's only this big of a cost, which is the cost is about $10 this year. It's a giant number, $10 for the S&P 500 earnings, because it's effectively paying a backlog of taxes for years and years and years of profits that have been stacked up overseas. So we have economic growth and business in general moving forward that gets us from 130 where we were to 145. Then we have another $20 from tax reform that gets us to 165. We back out that one-time cost of the repatriation I just talked about, that's $10, and we're at 155 next year for earnings. That's a 19% year-over-year rise from last year. If you want to ignore the $10 because it's a one-time item, then you can make a solid argument that we're looking at $165 in earnings. You take where we are today on the S&P 500, about $2,780, divide that by those earnings of $165, and now you look at a market that's trading at about 16 and a half times forward earnings. Not exactly expensive. So you hear all this fodder back and forth, oh, the market's expensive. The market's at a high level. It doesn't mean that it's in an expensive level, because earnings, which fundamentally allow markets to move higher, they have gone up significantly. So we're not really the market isn't where it is just on thin air. It has a foundation for where it trades today, and not overly expensive. It's definitely not cheap. I'm not saying that, but the fundamentals of what companies have been doing plus tax reform get us here in a fairly rational way. And again, this doesn't count the $120 billion worth of tax cuts that are coming to families and individuals, part of what we talked about today. We're going to quick run to a quick news weather traffic, then back about Georgia taxes when Money Matters returns straight ahead.
Hi, this is Scott Slade from Atlanta's Morning News and WSB. Our 24-hour news center delivers updates four times an hour all weekend. Depend on it. We'll be back Monday morning, 4:30 to 9 for breaking news and traffic and weather every 6 minutes. News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Now, here's more great money and investment advice from certified financial planner Wes Moss.
James Lewis, prize pack, my friend.
Have a family four-pack of tickets to an Atlanta Gladiators home game at Infinite Energy Arena and four tickets to the Georgia RV and Camper Show January 19th to 21st at the Cobb Galleria Center. Third caller at 404-741-0750.
Third caller. I love it. So here's what I need Georgia taxpayers to think about. During my research on all this tax reform, I discovered this, let's call it a small yet impactful change that could adversely affect hundreds of thousands, I don't know, maybe a million taxpayers in the state of Georgia. And let me explain. About 30% of American taxpayers itemize their deductions when they do their taxes. That percentage will likely decrease under the new GOP tax plan because the standard deduction is effectively doubling. But what about state itemized deductions? And here's where this donut hole may prove costly for some taxpayers. So in most states, Georgia is one of them, tax rules state that whichever deduction, standard or itemized that you use, whatever you use on your federal return, you've got to do it on the state return. It's not every state, but most states. So for residents in states with high standard deductions, like let's say $10,000 or higher, this rule may not make a big difference. But in states like Georgia, that has a really low standard deduction, $3,000 for a married couple, Georgia's like that. Kentucky's even lower. Itemizers lose the ability to take their itemized deductions on their state income tax return if they choose to switch to the new higher federal standard deduction. Bottom line is that folks in these states or states like Georgia may see a state tax increase. May not be dramatic, but there's the potential to see your taxes go up on the state side if you choose the new higher standard deduction. So you've got to be careful, particularly if you're itemizing close to, I call these very high borderline itemizers. So you've really got to be careful when you do your taxes and make sure your CPA does it multiple ways to make sure the combination between federal and state, you figure out the best way to do it from a deduction standpoint. If you want to find me and the Money Matters team, easy to do so. Go to wesmoss.com, WESMOSS.com. Contact button, upper right-hand corner. Those emails come straight to me and the Money Matters team. Have a wonderful, blessed rest of your weekend.